Please welcome Pam Kaback.
Thank you very much. I want you to go way back, a long time ago, the 1940s. Most of you were not alive, but I was. It was tough being a little Catholic kid in the 1940s. I was one of the McLean kids, and there were a lot of Cabots and O'Neills. Anyway, we went to Catholic school, went to Mass about 3 days a week. Didn't believe any of it. But anyway, the one thing that was really important to me was my baby sister, Colleen. I love this kid. She's 5 years younger than I, and she thought I was really cool. One day we were coming home from school, and we had our little gangs, you know, and what have you. And one of the boys knocked her bike over and pushed her off her bike. And it was one of those rotten Cabot kids. So I had to do the right thing, which was to go up to his bicycle and beat the living poop out of him and stomp his bicycle. And his parents did not like that because we didn't have a lot of bicycles in the late 40s. Remember, I grew up when the war was on. There were no toys. There were no toys. No. You want to play, you get out of the house as soon as you can, and you dig holes, just like John Wayne in the Leathernecks. You dig holes, and you had battles and all that. So one thing we really knew in Pasadena, California, was how to dig holes. There was a big vacant lot just next to our house a little bit, and in the winter, it would rain, back when it used to rain, and the oak grasses would get up bigger than we were. The lot was a big old lot to a child, and the grasses were taller than we were. So we would get our little selves going like crazy, and we'd have our little trails through it, and oh, it was really good fun. Well, when I attacked, I think it was Pat Cabot, because it was John and Stephen and Pat. Yeah. Anyway, God, I really got in a lot of trouble. But I knew those guys were going to get even, because one of the big, neat things where you reach down in the spring and you got a clod of dirt out with the grass, and you could pull it out, and you had a missile. And you got that baby going, boo! You could do some pretty decent war stuff. And so the girls I hung around with, but I did have a few people on my team, and we knew we were going to get into a lot of trouble if we didn't do something, so we hid out. We were trying to figure out how we're going to get even with these kids and teach them a lesson so they'd leave us alone. And I mean, we all need that kind of validation in our lives. And so we decided the only thing to do was to trap them. And there was this huge lot I told you about with the tall grass and stuff. So we decided there was this oak tree right in the middle of this big old badass lot. And we dug a hole right underneath this one arm that looked like they used to hang people on. Imagine it's another one. Anyway, so we dug this hole. And I think that hole was probably 10 feet wide and 10 feet deep, and it was a bad hole. We had to get parts of trees down into it. We put a rope over the thing to dig the dirt out. We spread it all over so they couldn't tell. As kids used to, you know, when kids don't have any appearance around, they can do a marvelous bunch of stuff. And so we finally got our hole dug, and you couldn't climb out of it. The walls were straight, and it was deep. So we finally got us all out of there, and we took the brush that we could find. There was no building materials. There's not a board laying around. The war was so. So anyway, we spread out these tree parts, and then newspaper, and then softly, gently, we scattered the dirt all over the newspaper. Huh? See what's happening here? And it all went bye-bye. You couldn't see it was there. But you had to wait for the rain, so they just rain in, even in Southern California. So it would rain, and then the grass grew.
Wow.
The grass grew.
and it grew over the top of this mess. We knew where it was because we knew where the tree was, and we knew where the arm of that one thing of the tree came out, where we pulled the dirt up. I mean, we had this thing wired. So the whole thing was, of course, don't talk about it. And we decided, okay, we're going to get him, and what we're going to do, we saw a lot of John Wayne movies. So what you did is you had the trail over to it, and then you did a cutback. Any of you kids ever play in the dirt? Run around? Come on. Anyway, so what you do is you go through the trail, and then we did manage to find a way to lay that grass down, and then the trail went on the other side of the hole, but we did the cutback. I think I saw it in a Tarzan movie. But anyway, we had it down, so we waited for him. Here they come, the three Cabot boys. We couldn't stand those kids. They had flat heads, every one of them. No, I'm not kidding. Their mother, Catholics, they have a lot of kids. They don't pick the kids up. So every one of those kids had flat heads. So anyway, that's a funny story, huh? Anyway, we got our clods, and we waited, and here they come. Shh, powie, and we just let them have it. And there were four of us. And we waited so they could see where we went. They got off their bikes, and they are going to clean us up, right? So we go into our path. We go like crazy so they can't catch us. And then we did the cutback. We caught every one of them, all three of them, in the hole. Now, we must never go back. For 2 years, we never went back to the hole.
Are they still there?
I hope so. I truly hope so. But that was a good, fresh start.